Hey everybody, this is Tony with the Stranger Things podcast, and today I'm making the last announcement of the classic 80s movies that are coming up over the next year or so. So when I last left off the podcast, we talked about The Shining, and that was the last movie, and that will be coming out May 19th of next year. But then we'll jump into some more classic 80s movies. These are some of my favorite movies, and I just curated a whole bunch of movies and just dropped them. I'm going to drop them out onto the podcast feed as we're awaiting, like I've said before, the Stranger Things podcast to restart a lot of the episodes, and for the Netflix series of the same name to come back. So we're going to jump right into a lot of these movies. So on May 26th of 2023, one of the movies that will be coming out during that time is The Empire Strikes Back. And then on June 2nd, we're going to talk about Raiders of the Lost Ark. And then we're going to jump into a little-known cult classic horror. It's one of the one of my favorite movies that I was trying to find, have been trying to find for years, but I just couldn't find it anywhere. And I had all these memories of this movie, and this is a movie I watched pretty young. And now that I go back and I see the movie itself, it's pretty it's pretty scary. It's a little bit disturbing it too. But I don't know, maybe this is one of the movies that I watched to really build my love for all things horror. But anyway, it's called The Children, and I've talked about this a little bit on the podcast a few months back, but we're gonna have a quick trailer for that. And but anyway, then on June 16th, I will have what I consider one of the best Superman movies, and that's Superman 2. And then on June 23rd, we're going to have Clash of the Titans, one of these Greek mythology movies based in the 80s. And it's so campy and classic, and it's a story that's well told. And we have a lot of the classic 1980s stop motion animation going on within that movie. So I can't wait to jump into that. And then, on June 30th, we'll have The Thing. And then July 7th, we're going to talk about the movie, The Secret of Nymph. This is a very dark and scary movie. There were a lot of movies that came out during this time that fall well into this category. And on July 14th, we're going to talk about the classic karate movie called The Karate Kid. And then July 21st, we're going to cover one of my favorite, it's actually my favorite movie outside of the first movie that I'll be covering, The Goonies, and it's called The Never Ending Story. And this was featured within Stranger Things, so we're going to tie in a little bit of that into that story as well once we get to it. This movie is really dark. It's philosophical. It's so layered. There's so many things within this movie that really get you to thinking, and I just can't wait to cover it. This may be one of the few two-part episodes that I do for this series. So we'll see how all that plays out. Because like I said, this is probably it is my favorite movie from the 80s. And then July 28th, we're going to cover a classic. It's really, for me, it's a summer movie, and it's called National Lampoon's Vacation. And then we're going to cover the cult classic on August 4th, entitled Firestarter. And then August 11th, we're going to really dive into some of the horror aspects of the 80s. There will be a few movies that we'll jump into, but on August 11th, we're going to talk about the return of the Living Dead. Not the original 1967, I believe it is, but this one is really, really in the wheelhouse of horror for 80s, and it really simplifies, you know, the genre in of itself. And then August 18th, we're going to cover An American Werewolf in London, one of my absolute favorite werewolf movies. And this movie is so scary, just the transformation and the practical effects, and it really is somewhat of a weird, but it's really a really truly scary movie in every sense. And then August 25th, we're going to cover another cult classic, and it's called The Beastmaster. And this was one of my favorite. You know, I for a time, I really got this movie confused with the TV show that was on for a little bit of time in the 80s. I think it maybe ran up even up until the early 90s. But yeah, this was a really fun movie about sorcery and talking with and to animals. So it's going to be really, really fun to see where that discussion goes. And then we're going to on September 1st, we're going to talk about Stand By Me. And for me, this is a quintessential 80s movie. Stranger Things has tapped from it some of the elements, whether it's walking down the railroad tracks or just all of these young men together, you know, having these adventures, this last adventure in summer, and it feels a little bit like a darker version of The Goonies. So I think this is definitely going to be a fun one to cover. And of course, Stephen King, this was tapped from a novella from Stephen King himself, and it was adapted from a story of his called The Body, I believe. But yeah, there's a lot of and of course, Stephen King was huge during the 80s with all of his books, and I can't wait to dive into that. And then there's another guilty pleasure of mine that's a cult classic, and it's probably one of the reasons why a lot of He-Man movies haven't been made or just been sidelined or have been in perpetual production. Or you know, I just love this movie, and it's called Masters of the Universe, and we'll cover that September 8th. And then September 15th, we will cover Summer School. And, you know, like I said, I tried to get all of these movies out around the time that they came out, but for some of them, like I said, there's so many movies that came out on the same date or within the same couple of days, so it's kind of hard to nail all the dates down exactly, but I'm trying to get these movies to come out exactly when they came out. And then one of my favorites, and this was really when I started to know and acknowledge the extreme talents of Tom Hanks, and it's in the movie called Big, and we'll cover that September 22nd. So at this point, we're almost literally a year to the date as of the time this podcast episode is being recorded. We're nearly almost a year in. We've covered a pretty nice sized amount of episodes and a lot of the pop culture within the 80s decade. And then there's the movie that really brings together all of my love of not maybe necessarily different genres, but another favorite TV show of mine, which we'll be covering on September 29th, and it's entitled Twilight Zone, the movie. And this was somewhat of a cult classic, and it does heavily divide a lot of those that have seen it. So we'll jump into that and really have some fun. And then getting really deeply into the spooky season next year, we're going to cover on October 6th, The Lost Boys. Honestly, one of my favorite vampire movies of all time. And it's classic, quintessential 80s horror. It's a little bit of comedy mixed in there. And it's just a well-told story. And it just, of course, it has some of the Corey Feldman in it. And we just have Kiefer Sutherland. Just all of these great actors that we knew about, but they were just really coming into their own during this time. Of course, Corey Feldman was in The Goonies, and also had a small part in Gremlins, and of course he voiced Donatello, and of course he's in The Lost Boys. He was in just a number of things during this time, so I can't wait for this to cover this movie. And then October 13th, we have The Terminator, one of the greatest sci-fi movies of all time. Although I would say that its sequel to it, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, is probably a bit better. I mean, it is, you know, but James Cameron, he directed, so I mean, you can't go too wrong with that, right? And then we have on October 20th, All the Right Moves, and this was another movie that was prominently talked about in Stranger Things in season one. And then October 27th, right around the time of Halloween, we're going to cover another movie that was also prominently talked about and featured in Stranger Things. And there was really some breadcrumbs that were left throughout all the seasons, but definitely in this fourth season, with Mr. Krill himself coming back, Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund, he really, really played up this really the scare factor in, you know, this whole dream state with Vecna, and just the creepy atmospheric tone of the fourth season, which I think is, honestly, outside of the first season, it's probably the best season of Stranger Things. And it's the movie A Nightmare on Elm Street. And then November 3rd, we're going to talk about Psycho. This was, you know, and for so long, I was thinking to myself, you know, I didn't realize, because I often got Psycho 2 confused with Psycho 1 up until the early 90s, but I didn't realize there was such a huge time jump in between Psycho, the original Psycho with Hitchcock's movie, and this second movie, which was in like the early 80s. So it was a huge jump. So sometimes when I was thinking about these movies, I was thinking about one, but in actuality, I'd actually seen the other. But anyway, this is one of my favorite movies. And then November 10th, we're going to jump into Creepshow. This is one of my favorite movies, and it's just so weird and, you know, campy, and it's a little bit satirical. It really runs into one of my favorite areas of dark comedy, and this is definitely it. But there are definitely some horror elements sewn throughout this entire series, and I love the way these stories are. This movie is broken up into little stories. And then November 17th, we're going to dive into The Monster Squad. And this is a bit of a cult classic in and of itself. But it's like, this is a monster movie. This is perfect, right? And then November 24th, we're going to cover Child's Play. And, you know, this was, of course, later 80s, but I really loved what they did with this character and just the all of the mythology behind the Chucky doll. So I can't wait to jump into that. And then December 1st, we're going to talk about Risky Business, which is another one of my favorite movies that maybe isn't the pop culture juggernaut as the rest of the movies on this list, but it's really a great movie when you sit down and watch it. And I hope you guys are discovering a lot of these movies as I go on. And then there's one of my favorite comedy action movies from Eddie Murphy from the 80s, and we'll cover that December 8th, and it's entitled Beverly Hills Cop. So I hope you guys are going along and watching these movies on a weekly basis, and you know wherever you can find them. And it will really make for a fun conversation. And then December 15th, we will cover The Dark Angel. This was a creepy movie. I can't say that enough, you know, it's weird. It's from the Oz studio. Yeah, the workshop that they had. It's really a great movie. And then December 22nd, we're going to talk about Scrooged with Bill Murray. And this was, a dark, really dark comedy, the satirical nature. And it's really layered if you really think about it. But we'll talk about that when we get to it. And then December 29th, we'll jump into Altered States, another cult classic with horrific things that happen in it. And I'll just leave it there. This is definitely one of the harder R-rated movies of the 80s. And then January 5th, we're going to cover the movie Children of the Corn. And this is one of the movies that is just so unsettling. It really makes you uncomfortable throughout the entire movie, but it also has, of course, those great horror elements that I love so much. And then January 12th, we're going to talk about Rocky IV. And this is the movie, and I chose this Rocky because all of the Rocky movies are great. Really, 2 and 3 are really good. 1 is okay, but it still really has that really 70s feel, if you get what I'm saying. And but 2 and 3 are good. Of course, 3 is with Mr. T, but 4 is when Rocky fights the Russian. That is, of course, is really pumping himself full of these drugs to make him fight stronger. But we'll just leave that there. But I will say that this is really a timely movie to cover, especially since the Russians really played such a huge role in season 3 of Stranger Things, and of course with a lot of the world events that we have going on. Now, and I know that, for any of the Russian podcast listeners, I know this is not indicative of maybe the population in general, but that's more along the lines of the government, which as we all know, not to get political here, because I try not to, get into that area, but sometimes, the government doesn't have the best interests of all people at heart. But without all that being said, I'm going to move on from that conversation. So January 19th, Fright Night is it's another vampire movie on my list that I found to be really compelling, and it's some great horror, and it's really a good time. So I can't wait to jump into that. And I'm going to take a brief break here, and I will be right back. Hey everybody, this is Tony with a Stranger Things podcast. You know, for a couple of years now, I've been looking for a movie, and here's the thing. I couldn't remember the name of it, couldn't remember the year it came out, I couldn't remember anything about it. And I saw this movie in 1985. I was about 6 years old at the time. And it was just so creepy, and like I said, I couldn't remember the name or anything of it. But as of about a year ago, I was going through, you know, horror movies and things like that, you know, trailers and things like that on the YouTube. So I was like, wait a minute, this looks eerily familiar. And I was like, this is the movie that I saw. Now, this movie is called The Children, and it came out in 1980. And I was like, okay, this is it. This is what I, you know, for literally decades, I couldn't remember. As you can tell, I'm a little bit excited about finding it. Now, if you go into YouTube and just type in The Children 1980, it'll pop up. The full movie is there for you to watch. So I hope you guys enjoy watching that movie. But it's definitely a great early 80s movie. But anyway, with all that being said, here is a audio trailer for that particular movie. Here you go.
It's time you believed in a new kind of horror. The horror of the children. Imagine has happened to the children. Something beyond your worst fears.
Jenny. Jenny, darling, is that you?
Mama.
Tommy!
Something evil is happening, and it's happening inside the children.
I said to stop it! Cut it out! Stop it!
Damn it, the phone's dead! And both the man he was shooting, the children!
The children will take you one step beyond horror. To sheer terror.
All right, I'm back. So we're going to jump into the final episodes. Now, these episodes are actually that I'm talking about now are going into 2024, because I'm figuring by the time I finish these episodes, we will definitely have an update on where Stranger Things, the podcast, is, where the show is on Netflix and when it will premiere, because it being the fifth and final season. And so we're in January 26th right now, and this is when this episode is going to drop, and this is January 26th of 2024. And it's the movie, and it's definitely a cult classic, but it's a great movie, and it's a little short movie, but it's really, really good. Okay, let me stop dragging this on. So it's called Killer Clowns from Outer Space. This movie is so creepy. It's definitely almost a satire, but it's surely a dark movie, but the humor in it is so wonderful. I just love it. It's definitely a tongue-in-cheek, if you will, but one of my favorite movies. And then on February 2nd, we're going to cover a really big movie. And honestly, I this is one of the rare movies I didn't actually see in the 80s. I know it's there are some movies, and for this to have been such a huge movie, I don't know, for some reason I just didn't have any interest in this particular movie. And it's so funny because I love its newest iteration that has come out just this year, and it's the top grossing movie of this year. So that says a lot. But I love the sequel so much, and I went back and I watched the original several times. It came out in 1986, and I liked it, but I liked the sequel far more. This is something that, you know, I don't know. It's just really weird to say, but it's Top Gun, and we'll be covering that February 2nd of 2024. And on February 9th, I'm going to jump into Aliens. And of course, as a lot of you may know, there are a lot of references and things throughout the Stranger Things series. Even 11, maybe possibly being Ripley going through that, the character. So I don't know. There's a lot that we can cover, and there's so many references throughout Stranger Things about Aliens, which is a great horror dramatic movie. And of course, Paul Reiser is in that as well, and he makes his appearance, as we all know, in Stranger Things. So that's going to be a great little wonderful really wonderful movie to cover, and just to see all the different parallels between the two side by side. So I can't wait to see where that episode goes, because I have no idea. But anyway, okay, so February 16th, we're going to talk about Little Shop of Horrors with Rick Moranis, of course, of Ghostbusters fame. Played a really fun, quirky character in that, and it's so sad we don't see Rick Moranis in a lot more things. He had a bit of a retirement after the death of his wife. Good Canadian kid, as we say sometimes. But yeah, that, and of course Steve Martin is in there, and there's so much in that, and I really love this movie because there's nothing like a sadistic dentist, right? Nothing like that. All right, so we're gonna cover it on February 23rd. We're going to talk about Heathers, and this is with Winona Ryder, and she is firmly taken to the top notch of her game, and she really becomes a really pivotal character in this movie. And I just can't wait to see where that goes as well, because I haven't seen this one in quite a while. So, and this is another reason why I'm going through all of these movies, and I decided to really do this because I'm revisiting a lot of these for the first time in such a long time. So it's like, okay, I get to almost as if I'm seeing these for the first time, because some of these movies I haven't seen in probably 15, 20 years, some probably a bit longer than that. And it's like you misremember things, and so you have to go back, and it's like, oh, okay. And I hope this doesn't change my view on some of these movies, but for the most part, I think a lot of the memories that we have of them are really fond, and they'll probably stay in that mode. So, Crocodile Dundee, and it's just a great movie. I just, you know, this is one of those movies where it at first it didn't really hit, and then all of a sudden it just started picking up the steam and really started to get into its own. And then March 8th, we're going to cover The Wizard. And this is about, basically about these kids that go to this little convention for the NES game system, Nintendo. And it has a little bit of about autism within this, I think, and if I'm remembering correctly. So this is really early talk about such things that really wasn't covered in a way that really takes the stigma away from all of that. So I'm really waiting to see how this all plays out within the movie, because this is a movie I haven't seen in quite a while. Okay, so March 15th, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Yeah, this is, of course, Harrison Ford playing Indy. You can't get any better than these movies. And this is another one of my favorite movies in the Indiana Jones franchise. But I decided definitely I would cover basically, for the most part, all of the movies within the Indiana Jones world. And then one of my favorite movies, 1989's Batman from director Tim Burton. This is a great movie. This was the movie that I think really started the classic 80s, the classic comic 80s movies. And it really spurred on a comic book genre. And they saw, hey, wait a minute, these movies can actually make. Now, of course, it went off the rails a little bit because they just kept going further and further, and they became more comical and less dark and, you know, less layered, and it just became cash cows. Of course, this is what studios are going to do, and it was just not the best thing. Some of these later movies of Batman, but this our first Batman, this was one of the best. It's still one of the best superhero comic movies of all time. It's definitely in my top five. And then the final movie that we will cover on March 29th of 2024 will be Back to the Future Part 2. And this was a movie that really affected pop culture. And I say that about a lot of these movies, but this was definitely one of those movies that really changed the landscape for a lot of things, and us really thinking forward about certain elements of society just in general. And it's like I've said over and over again, it's just one of those movies that it's really layered, and you really look back and you think about all the things that it tried to do, and it did, you know, majority of them very well. So I can't wait to revisit this movie amongst all the other movies that I've talked about throughout this little announcement series that I've done here. So with all that being said, shortly after this episode comes out, we will be jumping into The Goonies, and we'll be talking about the Goonies. And this may be one of the few, maybe two-part episodes, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes and see how long, because I don't want to give you a 3-hour episode. So we'll see, but I'm really looking forward to covering all of these movies up until 2024, almost until the beginning of April of 2024. So I hope you guys stay on board until then, and in the meanwhile, I'll see you in the Upside Down.
See you on the other side.
On the other side.